Boy, you stuck around for that. I will never in my life be. That same thing happened to me. About to listen to Laugh at Love with Latte. What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Lonnie Lyne, with the Laugh at Love show. And I got DJ Frost. What's up?
What's good? What's good?
Share right. This was Laugh at Love with Latte. Attitude is everything. Laugh at love is what you make.
But I got a special guest, DJ Frost, and we're going to ask him some questions. He is a DJ, and he is known in the area of Columbus, Ohio, and around the world because we're on the internet, so this goes worldwide, right?
All the time.
All right. So tell us about your show, DJ Frost.
I have many shows. Talking about the one on Facebook, Instagram?
Let's talk about the one on Facebook real quick.
Well, the one on Facebook is each and every Monday, 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. You can catch that on Facebook Live, WUDG, Columbus Radio. Mainly, my show is Motivational Monday, but depending on the guest, it could be Motivational Monday, Move Along Monday, and if it's just me, it could be Move Along Monday, Money Making Monday, and Motivational Monday.
So. Okay, all right. And then Instagram, you have a show tonight?
Yes, I have a show tonight called We Break Records Radio.
All right, I want to hear that. So that's going to be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you get on Instagram and look up DJ Frost. And this is actually Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so if you are tuning in, it's August 14th, and we're going to be watching that show at 9:30. So how long have you been DJing, DJ Frost?
1985, 15 years old.
Oh, my goodness, man. That's amazing. So you're so experienced. And what made you start DJing?
It was a DJ by the name of the Grand Wizard Johnny O, for anybody that's up in Northeast Ohio, up in the Cleveland area, and just watching him perform. Before he would start DJing, his whole routine was just like of no other DJ. So I was like, wow. And he became my mentor. He allowed me to put my hands on his equipment. I was scared.
You put your hands on his equipment?
Yeah, on his DJ equipment. You know, that's like a person's girlfriend. You really don't be messing with nobody's equipment. Because everybody's equipment is different. And if something go wrong, that's their livelihood. You tear up their equipment, gonna be trouble.
Definitely. Yeah, so he mentored you?
Yes, he did.
Okay. What is one thing that you learned that you remember, like, since then?
How to make the records talk. Just having fun with it. No matter what you're doing, if you're not having fun with it, you don't need to be doing it no more.
Yeah, that's true. So you got to have fun with it. You're playing the songs that you love. What is one of your favorite songs to play?
Oh, man. Moments of Love by the Art of Noise.
All right. So are there any topics you love to talk about more than others?
Okay. Relationships and politics. The reason for that is, you know, our African-American community need to know who they're voting for and stop using the fact, oh, it's the electoral votes that vote them in. My vote don't be heard. Your vote don't be heard if you don't use it. And so many people done died for you to have that opportunity. You know, you look around a lot of countries, they told who to vote for. Here, you can vote for who you want to.
Yeah, and you know, that's how I tell people, like, if you didn't vote, don't complain about nothing. Because
exactly.
You didn't have no impact on it.
Right.
So, like, you know, I think that casting your vote is a right, and that a right that we fought for, and it should be utilized, because that's the way we steer our country, you know, rather good or bad, or if it's not always going to be the exact way you want it, but at least it's not as bad as it would have been if you didn't vote, you know. So you definitely got to go out there and vote. And as far as relationships, what is your idea of a great relationship? What does that look like?
To me, is communication, understanding, and bending. Sometimes you're going to do more bending backwards than the next person, but you don't hold that to them. Well, I did this for you. I did that for you. And you keep in count. That don't make a relationship.
Yeah. I think making a relationship is definitely communication. Like you're saying, I think you're right on point with that. And, you know, bending, like, definitely, like, sometimes you have to take a back seat and say, well, I don't have to win this argument today. I don't have to win this. This is about us enjoying each other today.
I got this statement from the movie with Terrence Howard in it, Hustle and Flow. when you win, you really lose. When you lose, you really win.
Yeah, and then I also saw Tyler Perry, he made this statement that when you're underestimated, that's when you can make the best deals, when you're underestimated. So even in business relationships, sometimes when you're the underdog, it actually works out for you. You know, losing sometimes is okay because you fight harder the next day, you know? So
right.
I believe that, you know, so, well, do you prefer playing in front of crowds or do you prefer DJing, like, on Facebook and Instagram? Like, what do you prefer, online or in front of people?
Don't take it the wrong way. Whatever gets me the money.
I hear you.
Whatever gets me the money is.
So which one does pays the most? DJing in front of crowds or being on?
I'm on this app called Live Me Pro, and that is just like Instagram. It's just like I forgot the other. Well, it's another site that was up, but it's gone now because of
Patreon.
No, it begins Periscope.
Periscope, okay.
Right, and you see people in different time zones. When you going on at 8 o'clock, it's 4 o'clock somewhere in another country. People getting up to you, going to bed to you. Basically, the app allows you to do what you want to do.
Okay.
So it's a lot of DJs on there. It's a lot of unsigned artists on there. It's a lot of whatever. If you want.
Okay, it's signed and unsigned artists on there?
All that, yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, not Periscope, but Live
Me. Live.
Live Me Pro.
Live Me Pro.
So
okay.
What they do is if you go on every day and you do your thing and you're getting good numbers, they will come to you and be like, hey, we want you to work for us. And they will pay you.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting. So then how do you know if your crowd, like if you need to change the music, like if you're working a crowd, you're DJing, how do you know if you need to change the music or not?
Well, basically, your job is to keep the people, to get the people on the floor and keep them on the floor.
Okay.
Sometimes that don't work. Nowadays, it don't work. People will sit and dance in their chairs.
Okay.
They'll move in their chairs. They ain't going to get up.
They looking too good. They don't want to mess up their hair.
It's something about that. I don't know what part it is, but that's how they roll. You know, people, as long as I see people moving or bopping their head, or even if I put on that throwback song, and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, all right, we dancing our chairs a little harder.
Right, because, you know, I try to play music that people haven't heard before or haven't heard in a good while.
Okay.
So, like, Throwback Thursdays, that's Thursday. It's the very best in old school R&B, old school hip-hop, old school everything. And I take requests, and then it's Slow Down Sunday. The very best in old school and some new school R&B, and I take requests.
Now, is there anywhere in the area that they can catch you, like every Friday or anything, like live?
You talking about live and in person, or
live and in person? Yeah, do you have any person places that you go on a regular basis now?
No, it's pretty much things is up in the air because Ohio is red.
Yeah.
And if it get any more right, and if it get any more redder, then is you know we know where we're going back to.
Yeah, because I do comedy as well, and I have not been able to get any comedy gigs in the Columbus area because it's all, like, people that are movie stars and stuff because the open mics were closed during COVID.
Okay, but let me say this here, and this is no disrespect to you, but this is going to put an idea in your head. Even if it's not COVID, you have to brand yourself. Brand yourself. You're not doing that nothing at home. You just sit down, go live. Do your thing.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was doing laugh it up.
Go back to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to bring some people. Like you gotta listen to some people's voices and well, we'll talk about that. But you know, it's things to do that's gonna help you get known.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed this interview. I think it was nice. Before we leave, what advice can you give to an aspiring DJ?
Get your crates together, make sure it's organized, and do what you love and love what you do.
All right. Well, thank you so much, DJ Frost. Thank you for coming in. Give people your handle. When you leave the station, what do you say?
Peace, and I love y'all.
All right. All right. Peace and I love y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. Thank you so much. Please like and share. Please like and share. Comment below what you think about this interview. Do you like DJ Frost? Of course you do. And this is Lonnie Latte with Laugh and Love. Thank you for so much for tuning into the podcast. Until next time, attitude is everything and love is what you make it.